You may have thought Thanksgiving dates back to the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony in today's Massachusetts, but in a moment we'll travel to a farm that claims to have held that first feast many years prior. The American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Malcolm Jameson farms one of the oldest homesteads in the country.
Actually, it was settled in 1619, which was one of the early settlements after Jamestown as they came up the river. We are situated on a hill here overlooking the James River, which was the first road in this country.
About 40 settlers arrived here on a ship called the Margaret. When they landed, they actually began a tradition that we still observe today.
They had explicit orders to hold a celebration of Thanksgiving. The Barclay Company from Barclay Castle in Gloucestershire was concerned about religious discipline, which they thought was lacking in Jamestown. And so they had in the ship's log, it was recorded there by the captain that when they landed, they had a celebration of Thanksgiving to Almighty God for their safe delivery. And there we have absolutely documented, we have a letter from the Kennedy White House saying that was the first Thanksgiving in the English-speaking world.
That Thanksgiving was less of a feast and more of a thanks to God for a safe journey. It does make it the first Thanksgiving, though, beating out the claim of Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts. But that first colony did not survive for long.
In 1622, they'd been here a little over almost 3 years. There was an uprising by Chief Powhatan's son, Opechancanough, that was the same one that in the history books, remember, almost wiped out Jamestown, but they were warned. And this settlement here and several others up the river were completely destroyed.
Berkeley Plantation was reestablished around 1700 and claims to be the site of the first Thanksgiving. Traveling the countryside in Charles City, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.